"Excuse me," Jack Stapleton said with false civility to the darkly complected Pakistani cab driver. "Would you care to step out of your car so we can discuss this matter fully?" Jack was referring to the fact that the cab driver had cut him off at the intersection of 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. In retaliation, Jack had kicked the cab's driver's side door when they both had stopped at a red light at 44th Street. Jack was on his Cannondale mountain bike that he used to commute to work. This morning's confrontation was not unusual. Jack's daily route included a hair-raising slalom down 2nd Avenue from 59th Street to 30th Street at breakneck speed. There were frequent close calls with trucks and taxicabs, and the inevitable arguments. Anyone else would have found the trip nerve-wracking. Jack loved it. As he explained to his colleagues, it got his blood circulating. Choosing to ignore Jack until the light turned green, the Pakistani cab driver then cursed him soundly before speeding off. "And to you, too," Jack yelled back. He accelerated, standing up, until he reached a speed equal to the traffic. Then he settled onto the seat while his legs pumped furiously. Eventually, he caught up with the offending cab driver, but Jack ignored him. In fact, he whisked past him, squeezing between the taxi and a delivery van. At 30th Street, Jack turned east, crossed 1st Avenue, and abruptly turned into the loading bay of the office of the chief medical examiner for the city of New York. Jack had been working there for 5 months, having been offered a position as an associate medical examiner after finishing his pathology residency and a year's fellowship in forensics. Jack wheeled his bike past the security office and waved at the uniformed guard. Turning left, he passed the mortuary office and entered the morgue itself. Turning left again, he passed a bank of the refrigerated compartments used to store bodies prior to autopsy. In a corner where simple pine coffins were stored for unclaimed bodies heading for Hart Island, Jack parked his bike and secured it with several kryptonite locks. The elevator took Jack up to the first floor. It was well before 8 in the morning, and a few of the daytime employees had arrived. Even Sergeant Murphy wasn't in the office assigned to the police. Passing through the communications room, Jack entered the ID area. He said hello to Vinny Amendola, who returned the greeting without looking up from his newspaper. Vinny was one of the mortuary techs who worked with Jack frequently. Jack also said hello to Lori Montgomery, one of the board-certified forensic pathologists. It was her turn in the rotation to be in charge of assigning the cases that had come in during the night. She'd been at the office of the chief medical examiner for 4.5 years. Like Jack, she was usually one of the first to arrive in the morning.
"I see you made it into the office once again without having to come in feet first," Lori said teasingly.
She was referring to Jack's dangerous bike ride. Coming in feet first was office vernacular for arriving dead.
"Only one brush with a taxi," Jack said. "I'm accustomed to 3 or 4. It was like a ride in the country this morning."
"I'm sure," Lori said without belief. "Personally, I think you are foolhardy to ride your bike in this city. I've autopsied several of those daredevil bicycle messengers. Every time I see one in traffic, I wonder when I'll be seeing him in the pit."
The pit was office vernacular for the autopsy room,